number 11515, Laurie Bronstein, northwest of Route 16, Broadkill Road, and being located at the corner of South Bay Shore Drive and Madison Avenue, and also being lots 7 and 8, Block 4, within Old Broadkill Subdivision. 911 address is 307 South Bay Shore Drive, Milton, Delaware. Property identified as tax map ID number 235-4.1751.00. Requesting a variance from the maximum height requirement for a dwelling, front yard, and corner front yard setback requirement.
Okay. You need to be sworn in, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Laurie Bronstein, 18415 Boone Hall Road, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hello. I first wanted to see if I could distribute a couple more things.
Yes, ma'am. Sure can.
This pack of photos could replace the ones you, if you got any pictures.
Okay. Yes, I have.
This is a different pack in a different order, so I just sort of walk you through the neighborhood.
Okay.
And that's an aerial photo. Too many papers.
Not enough trees.
So first, I just wanted to correct the request, and I called earlier in the week to correct the request. I'm not asking for a height variance. I am not planning on exceeding anywhere near 42 feet. So if we can strike that from...
Okay.
So, as the board knows, there are many properties on Broadkill that require variances because they're quite small and complicated with septic systems and houses and driveways and all that. And this time I'm here to request a variance for myself for a property I own on Broadkill that's been rented for the past 10 years and in now very poor condition and now requires a lot of work to fix it up, which I plan to do. So in answering the first qualification of the variance, do I have a unique circumstance or condition such as narrowness, irregularity, or shallowness, or lot size or shape, or exceptional topographical or other physical conditions to the property? First, I'd like to orient you to the neighborhood. The first picture is the house, and that's the front of the house, an old classic Broadkill Beach cottage, garage in the bottom, one floor, and then a half story above it. The next page is, you can see it's kind of a dated structure and a bit of a mess inside. And the next picture is the top floor, which, as you can see, isn't even usable to the sides, and which is part of why I do want to, we'll be taking that level of the structure off and going up just to create a usable room on top, but nowhere near 42 feet. Next photo is the exterior of the house and the adjacent home, which also sits quite close to the road. The next picture is a street scene that shows the house across the street from my property that shows how close it sits to the road as well. And then I'm going to flip you to the aerial photo I provided to show how the whole neighborhood really doesn't conform to the front setback. There are many homes in the area that are much closer than the 30-foot required setback. There are old places that have been there for 50 years or so. Mine is circled, and the adjacent property is circled, and then you can just see how other properties sit very close to the road. Not to make this complicated, but if we turn then to the pictures, there's a view of my home to the right, and you can begin to see a deck. And then the next picture shows a driveway that runs alongside my home. It's actually Madison Avenue and the access point to the home behind my house. The next picture kind of turns us around, and we're looking back at the house again. And here you can see how the deck is irregular. It sticks out further in one place than other places. And it's 14 feet at its widest point. Because this is a corner property, I have a 15-foot side setback. Because the house actually sits within the setback, it's 20 feet off the road, and I only need 15 feet. But the 14-foot deck brings it out beyond the required setback, which is why I'm requesting the 8.7-foot side yard variance to allow essentially the footprint of that deck to remain. Even as I rehab the house, that deck won't be there at that level, but I may put a deck above it, so it will be even more out of the way. It's not really in the way now, but it'll be higher up on the upper level. The next picture, again, shows how that part of the deck juts out. And then another picture of the deck, and then a picture of the deck itself in the house. And then I just show the rear of the home, which is only subject to this variance because the 14 feet that it's going to continue to extend will wrap around the back of the house. So it will go in the same amount into the side setback. And the next picture shows a new home that was built about 10 years ago. And the next shows a home that was constructed 2 years ago behind my home, which is the home that's accessed by Monroe Avenue. And what I wanted to point out on this picture is you'll see various septic tanks or septics there. And there are three septic fields located on lot 8. And the house is on lot 7 of this 100 by 100 parcel. The three septic systems, one of them services the house behind me, one services my home, and the other services a house on the other side of Madison Avenue. It was very complicated to work out with Denrick a few years ago, so that whole lot will be in perpetuity dedicated to septics unless the county somehow brings sewer to Broadkill Beach, which I don't think is anytime soon. The next picture shows the character of the neighborhood. So is my house in conformance with the character of the neighborhood? Now I'd have to say no. My home is a total eyesore, and everything that is very nice gone up all around it. In fact, my renovating the home will now make it more in keeping with the neighborhood and the homes that surround it. The other restrictive characteristic of this, and I've provided a survey, I think, that shows this, but there are wetlands that cut very deeply into the lot, which is why I had to give up about speaks more to the topographical issues affecting the lot.
Is that quarter of your driveway is taken up by what?
The driveway, Madison Avenue is right to the along the side of my home, mm-hmm. and it became also, I had an easement created. The highlighted area shows a driveway that allows access to the home behind me. That's a permanent easement, which took up about a quarter of the rear of my property that becomes unusable. to me.
So that was your property you're taking, that driveway was?
Yes.
It was your property?
Yes.
Okay.
And the wetlands, that there's a pink line and an orange line that show where the state and federal wetlands cut into these properties, which is why the septic systems all ended up on Lot 8. Okay. Possibility of development. Can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning without a variance? No. The house is in tremendous need of repair, and it has been there for 50 years. I didn't build the house or the decks. It's been there. And the improvements or the variance I'm requesting is simply to allow the house to remain where it stood, but to go up one level without exceeding the height requirement. But it's necessary because I am going up a story, so I have to ask for a variance. And then just to be able to square off the deck on the side to allow the entire deck to be 14 feet, that's currently a bit irregular. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of the adjacent property? Two of the three lots abutting my property have already been developed with beautiful new homes. There's another lot on the septic, adjacent to the septic field, that now has a very, very old garage on it that will at one point be sold, and that will have a new house on it as well. Will the variance be detrimental to public welfare? No. This will just allow the home to remain where it's been for over 50 years. Will the variance represent the least modification of the regulations at issue? I believe so. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes, it's needed to allow badly needed substantial improvements to the home, which will bring it into conformity with the quality homes surrounding it.
Thank you. Excuse me. All right. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Hudson.
Not at this time.
Okay. Mr. Rickard?
No, you did a wonderful job.
Thank you, sir.
Job.
I was very nervous.
You said the proposed deck extension. That's the I fully understand why you're looking at the front yard setback.
Mm-hmm.
Of 17.6, that's been there for 50 years, right? Forever. And you're just going straight up in the same footprint?
Correct.
Correct. Okay. Explain to me the reason for the 14-foot, why you're encroaching into that 6.3.
Part of the deck is already 14 feet.
Okay.
And the house itself is 24 feet.
Okay.
I'm working with a really narrow footprint. It's about the equivalent of degrading, but it's about the equivalent of a double wide. It's quite small. And what the 14 feet allows is just more outside space, because I also sacrificed about a quarter of my outdoor yard for a driveway for the person behind me to access there. So it basically becomes a yard, sort of. But that's why, because the 14 feet really allowed it to be a nice outdoor space, in which I saw from the existing deck.
Okay, and then the existing deck is that attached there, or it's not attached to the...
The whole deck is attached to the structure.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
right.
Yeah.
All right, I wanted to make sure that... So in the backyard, you said in the side yard also you have septics and things like that?
No, in the side yard there are no septics.
Okay.
Behind the home there is a septic, and I'll have to be careful where I
put
the
anything.
Supports for the deck and all that, yeah.
Are you, you'll be on pilings?
I have to talk to the builder whether the deck, because the deck's the only thing that has to be supported, and I don't know if it's going to be cantilevered or 8-foot posts or...
Gotcha.
I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
That's all questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Wertman?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? First one. there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
How do you pronounce your name, Bronstein? Bronstein, I didn't see the...
Bronstein.
Bronstein, Bronstein.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,515. The uniqueness of the property is certainly showing on that, how shall I say, the survey. The boundary survey, it certainly shows that there is uniqueness to it with the encroachment, which he was saying is naturally all through the neighborhood. The front setback is going to be no more than anything else that is sitting in that area from her testimony. And also, I believe that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. It's reconstruction of the existing building as it is now, right?
Yes.
And I believe the unnecessary hardship is being created by the applicant. I believe the applicant is trying to improve the property and needs to go through this variance to do that. And the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood because most of the neighborhood is in the same situation as far as the front setbacks. The requested variance is the minimum that would afford relief, and the requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation.
Did I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickert and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,515. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Milton?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickert?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,515 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. And again, it was a great job.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Case number